This is KCUR 89.3. After years of neglect, vintage neon is having a moment here in Kansas City this summer. The landmark Western Auto sign has been restored downtown, and for two men and a crew of volunteers, the race is on to find other iconic signs for a new museum. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
There is a huge star on top of a neon sign above Funhouse Pizza and Pub. For more than 50 years, it's been a glowing beacon to cars passing by on 350 Highway in Raytown. But on this morning in April, a crane is taking it down. It's been mostly dark since last December when owner Gary Graham served his last pizza.
This is our family restaurant. My mother and father started it back in 1964. We've had a long, good run here, but I've decided I'm going to retire, so we're taking the sign down today.
Once the massive star touches the ground, everyone steps in to help unscrew light bulbs. When a business closes, old signs often end up in the landfill, but not this one. It's going into storage for something Nick Bedros and Curtis Shaddix have been dreaming about for a while, a neon museum in Kansas City.
What's that sign quote that you told me last year?
A business with no sign is a sign of no business.
That's right.
Rescuing old neon signs around town has become a habit. So far, they've saved 16. Curtis Shaddix is retired now, but after spending more than three decades building signs, he knows a lot about them.
Kansas City has been known for its neon. It's just lucky that Nick started this up and we're being able to save some of it because so much of it is already gone. Yeah, we keep digging in and finding little treasures here and there, and that's the beauty of it.
Nick Bedros works as a photographer for corporate clients like Apple, Coca-Cola, and McDonald's. He says he's always been attracted to vintage advertising.
There's something magical about neon. It, of course, glows at night. You can see it half a mile away, and it just draws you in like a moth to the light.
Bedros hadn't given neon too much thought until just last year. Crick Camera Shop on State Line was closing after 70 years in business. The sign, built in 1946, was headed for the dump.
Back when I was 16 years old, I bought my first camera at Crick's Camera, so I'll never forget Crick's. And so I definitely wanted to rescue this sign.
Vidra started to notice there were other signs around town that needed to be saved. He knew that other cities like Las Vegas and Cincinnati had neon museums. He thought Kansas City should have one, too. But the ones he's been finding have spent years exposed to the extremes of Midwestern weather.
Some of them are in good shape, and they work. Others don't have a piece of glass on them.
That's where someone like Randy Steinmetz comes in.
Okay, we'll let that cool down just a little bit.
In what looks like an empty storefront at 18th and Troost, Steinmetz is hunched over an open flame. He's heating up glass tubes to repair an old sign shaped like a musical note. Steinmetz is one of the few old-school neon vendors left in Kansas City. He says people have been slow to appreciate neon signs.
Years ago, I'll say a decade ago, pretty much they were just destroyed. I hate to think how many I've seen just scrapped. Now people are learning that these have some worth. We're nostalgic, so they're being restored, which is great.
Steinmetz is working on a sign he rescued a few years back, one he plans to donate to the museum Bedros and Shaddix are planning.
It was Turner Music Company in Independence, right off the square. Apparently it's been there, it was there for years and years. It was taken down and a new sign was put up, and I was afraid that it was going to be destroyed, so that's when I snagged it.
These sign rescuers have to be ready to move quickly. But Nick Bedros says sometimes that isn't even enough.
Timing's a challenge. The elements are a challenge. Sometimes when we're ready to move one, it starts to rain that day and we have to get the whole crew to switch gears.
And each sign always looks smaller up in the air.
When you bring that Funhouse Pizza sign down onto the ground, my God, you're standing next to it and you go, wow, this thing's a lot bigger than I thought. I'm always amazed at how much bigger it is in real life.
Vidro says he only has one regret.
I only wish that I had started doing this 20 years earlier. Then I would have had a lot more selection. But we've got some great signs already, and we feel like we're going to get more.
It'll be a while before Nick Fedros and Curtis Shaddix can open what they've officially named the Lumi Neon Museum. They still haven't found the right building to display all of these old treasures. But for all of these iconic Kansas City signs, the future is definitely bright. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.